Did you know that recent studies indicate that surgeons who regularly play video games make 37% fewer mistakes and operate 27% faster than their peers? You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For all the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos, and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy, and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello, welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 8. My name's Gareth Briley. I'm going to be your host, and let's have a look on my virtual left. I've got Mr. James Burke. How are you doing, James?
That's still not my name.
Oh, damn! I've done it again. Do you know what? I was just thinking I can't make this name up again. I don't know what it is. It's an S on
there. You're overthinking it. I am. We know you can't think about stuff. It's got to be instinctual.
Yeah, James Burks. My God. And on my virtual right is Mr. Neil Watton. How are you doing, Neil?
That's my name.
Oh, I thought you were gone then. I thought you just hung up. I thought you said I've had enough of this already.
No, I'm still here.
The disrespect of getting my name wrong.
That's right. That's it.
He's gone.
I'm here for the hour. I'm not going anywhere.
How are you doing, you two? What have you been doing this week? Anything fun and interesting, James? Anything?
I don't know about interesting or fun.
Right.
It's been too cold to go anywhere. There's not much on TV these days. Brexit.
Yeah.
Still not happened.
Still not happened.
Is there any more Korean?
What's your new Korean?
I could give you Chow Jayo.
Chow Jayo. Good night.
Chow Jayo. Good night.
Chow. Can you say that, Neil? Chow Jayo. I can't.
Yeah, Chow Jayo.
Not quite. Chow Jayo.
Oh, Jayo. Chow Jayo.
Chow Jayo. So we've learned some. Good night.
So can we use that at the end? Yeah,
you know. Yeah, definitely.
Very nice.
Unless we call it quick one.
Yeah. So you haven't done much for the last 2 weeks except learn one word in Korean.
More than that, but I don't want to overload you.
Neil,
I think one's enough, to be honest, isn't it? Yeah, Neil, I've forgotten it already, to be honest. So.
Neil, what have you been doing since we last
spoke? I've had a good few weeks, actually. Lots of comedy. Oh. Comedy, and more comedy, really.
What, you've seen comedy?
Yeah. I went and watched The Saints, and that was comedy.
I saw that. I'm telling
you. Yeah, the whole world watched us lose 9-0.
So you lost, what was it, 9-0, was it?
9-0, yeah. Record-breaking Premier League scores, blah-de-blah.
And you were there. You stayed to the end.
I've only ever walked out once early, and that's because... Chelsea fans were throwing flares at us, so we decided to leave. This was a couple of years ago, but yeah, I was quite happy is the wrong word, but quite pleased to be there for a record, if you know what I mean. Once it got to 7 and 8, I was thinking, gotta let them have 9 just so they can have it.
I like the way you're taking the positives out of this as well. This is a good thing. You go, well, I was there for a record.
Yeah, well, yeah, 50 years' time when I'm 90-odd.
Yeah.
I can think back to that date and, I was there.
Against Leicester, of all people.
Against Leicester.
Yeah, but they are second in the league, whatever, aren't they?
So. Neil, was it really raining as well?
Oh, it was a horrible day. It was teeming down. It was really, really windy. We were walking down to the stadium and you knew something was going on. It was going to be a weird game.
Wow.
And it certainly wasn't going to be a 0-0. You could tell that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was comedy number one.
Good.
Then I went to see Frank Skinner stand up.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
He was comedy number two and he was bloody good.
Right. Oh, great.
And then I went and watched Joker, which is comedy number three.
You went to a film?
Yeah.
If people have not watched this, Neil's doesn't see that many films in his lifetime, that's fair to say, isn't he?
We could name them all.
Yeah.
I could name them all and count with one hand, probably.
You've seen more than Michael Owen, haven't you?
Because Michael Owen famously has only seen 10 films.
More?
Pushing it.
Yeah. Around about what Michael Owen has seen.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was comedy as well, so 2 weeks
ago. Was it a comedy?
Was it really?
Yeah. He's a funny man.
Were you watching the same film?
I did come out slightly disappointed that it wasn't more kind of death and destruction, to be honest.
Ah.
I know people say really? It's really good. Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Oh my God.
Wanted more.
Wow.
It's no Taxi Driver.
Ah, that's good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. That's Neil's review. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Neil?
Thumbs up, but good. Like I say, it's no Taxi Driver.
Could have been funnier.
Could have been funnier. Could have been more murders.
More murder. Funnier. I thought, Neil, good night out. Good.
Yeah. 4 out of 5.
One of the other things I do, apart from this, is I'm an actor. So I've been on tour, a little tour, small tour, with the show. And I went to Manchester on the weekend, next to Old Trafford.
Uh-oh.
And we did the show in a lovely venue. I'm not going to name the venue because I'm filming there, but we did the show. Brilliant venue, good audience, loved the show. And then we came back to the dressing rooms and our wallets and our phones had been stolen. This person had come in with the audience, chatted to the audience, had a conversation with people. The whole audience went in, they went to the loo, waited for 5 minutes, and then went up into the dressing rooms and nicked.
Christ.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So I had the experience of not having a phone for about 3-4 days, being away as well as not having wallets or money. And it's a really weird thing.
Like the way you're more worried about not having your phone than your wallet.
you just kind of get people to buy you drinks.
Yeah. I don't need to eat or drink, but I need my phone.
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper up here anyway.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Won't need much money.
I was bartering. That's what they do up there, bartering things.
an old shoe.
Yeah, bits of moss I found from the garden. That got me a meal.
You could say this stone has come from London. It's worth a fortune.
it was lovely where we were, but yeah, that was a problem. Having not a phone, but I've got a phone today at last, a new sparkly phone. And it's very weird. Very weird to get robbed. And the person used my credit cards instantly, straight away, in the first 10 minutes.
I hope they didn't use them in the venue where you were.
No, that would be good. Buying a ticket to come and see you.
They're out of the bar. Need another beer. He's not good enough. he's playing.
Maybe it was a protest. Maybe they first saw the first 5 minutes and thought, I hate this. I'm going to go and nick their stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
How did the little tour go anyway?
The little tour was very good, yeah. It was really good fun. And it's a nice place. We went to, I passed where James lives, nearly. I was past Morecambe Bay. I drove past there, waved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to get out as well.
Yeah,
get out the car.
I didn't get out. No, I carried it straight on.
Keep your doors locked.
Eyes down.
Windows up.
Yeah.
Don't make eye contact.
It looked lovely. Morecambe Bay. Loved it. Okay, good. What? Let's go back. Let's go into games. We've been talking for a while, as we always do. Oh no, let's not go into games. Let's do the questions. Should we do that first?
We've got more questions.
Yeah. See, what we do every episode we've done is we get to sort of get into the psyche of Neil and James and trying to work them out from these questions that I dig up. And at the moment, we know that James is sort of borderline serial killer from some of his answers. And Neil likes to ride a bike a lot. That's what we worked out, isn't it? Is that fair?
Standard stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask these three questions to both of you. I might answer them as well. And then we're going to do Would You Rather? And then you've got individuals. So let's do question number one. Let's go for Neil first.
Okay.
If there was a day held in your honour, so like Neil's day,
yeah,
what would people have to do on that day?
Apart from bow down to me whenever I walk past,
right?
They'd have to wear orange.
Oh,
orange lycra would be good.
Everyone's got to wear orange lycra on Neil Day.
Yeah.
Wow,
very strange fetish.
What, even the Queen?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's all about me.
Yeah, good. Good. I like that answer. All right. Good. Okay, If you could be great at just one sport, what would you choose?
I'd like to be good at... So it'd be easy to say be a footballer. Everybody wants to be a footballer. There's lots of money in that. I'd like to be a good Formula One driver.
Ah.
Because there's lots of money in that as well. Yeah. But you also get to go fast lots in a car.
I like that.
Yeah. And I think I could do it. Obviously, I think I could do it.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, I like F1.
Yeah.
I like cars. I'd probably think of myself as a decent driver. So, yeah, an F1 driver.
Okay, good. Third question. What activity has taken up too much of your life?
Gaming, cycling, eating, sleeping. I would say drinking, but I don't drink anymore. So, those four things.
But is there one thing you think of and go, do you know what? I'm wasting my time here. I'm just do too much of this.
Oh, yeah, play games.
Play games.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I ride my bike more, but that's not a waste of time.
Yeah.
There's a point to that. Playing games, I'm not getting any better. I'm getting worse, if anything. So I'm sure when I was 10 years old, I was a crack shooter on... Maybe I should say crack shooter.
What were you going to say then?
I was pretty good at games back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, as I get into my mid-40s, it's all tailing off, as you well know.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm getting better.
We'll debate that.
I've seen you both. I know.
Yeah. So, James, you got that to come.
Yeah. Okay, James, your ones. I'm going to ask those three questions to you now. So on the first one, on the day held in your honour, what would people have to do?
I think people get a choice. You could either watch The Office back-to-back all day.
Right.
Or play games all day.
Just play games all day?
And if you don't do either, then you just get locked up.
Oh. I thought they were locking up. So they got to watch The Office all day or play games all day. So they got a choice.
It. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
My choice.
Can you have a break halfway through?
There will be scheduled breaks for everyone at certain times.
That's a hell of an organisation you have to do there. That's an Excel spreadsheet.
I like to organise. You know me.
The world. Good.
Don't we know that he likes to organise?
He loves to organise.
He will have it down to the second, won't he?
He would, yeah. If you could be great at one sport, what would you choose?
I think badminton.
I don't know why I find that funny. I don't know why.
That is quite funny.
Why badminton?
I think it's just one of those where I was growing up, it was always an interesting one to try. Cricket was boring. Rounders was just worse than cricket.
Yeah.
But badminton was always fun. Hitting the shuttlecock and the way it flies through the air.
Oh.
It's the physics behind it.
It's a good incredible answer, that. It's less serial.
Not a lot of money in badminton, though, I don't think.
There isn't, but if you're good, everyone that likes badminton will remember your name forever.
You say that about Tiddlywinks.
All five people.
If Tiddlywinks was a sport, I'd probably
choose that. It is. I think it is a sport.
That's my backup.
Okay.
Let's fall back on.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Third question. What activity has taken up too much of your life?
Definitely gaming.
Oh, gaming again.
FIFA more than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's days where I used to spend 8 hours on FIFA in a row. And yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why I do it to myself.
To be fair, though, like going back to what I said, you have got better. You're quite a high standard. Out of everybody I know that plays games, you're quite a high standard as in the top.
To show for it. That's disappointing. But at least I can beat you lot.
Yeah, you can do that. We'll take that.
My eyes closed.
Good. Okay, right. Would you rather? Let's go with James first while we got you there.
Can't we? I want to know your answers.
Oh, okay.
Every week you miss yourself.
I have to do so many jobs. It's so hard. I think mine's a really sappy one. Day of my honour, what would people have to do? I think they have to be kind to an animal for a day. And some people might find that easy, people might not.
Good one, but you should do it every day.
Yeah, exactly. But you might encourage them to do it every day.
Yeah, I like that.
Good. If I could be great at one sport, what would you do? Pole vaulter.
That's you like it. A big pole.
Yeah, I like a big pole. I like to be very good at it. I've just always fancied it.
You got to have a big grip.
Have to be a big grip. Oh my God, you just sullied the podcast.
Is pole vault part of the decathlon?
No, I don't think it is. Or maybe it is.
Didn't Daley Thompson used to do pole vault?
I think I'm sure he did.
Daley Thompson.
If we had a team of producers.
Sorry, kids. Daley Thompson. Athletic star from the 1970s, 80s.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Maybe we can find that out next week.
Can't wait. Tune in, everyone. or just you, Google.
What activity has taken up too much of your life? Admin takes up too much of my life. That's all I do is admin. Answering emails, replying to emails, doing accounts. Hate it.
I don't know how you feel, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, James, here we go. Would you rather be able to freeze time or travel in time?
Travel in time.
Good. Would you rather live without music or without television?
Television.
You live without television? But that's games.
Doesn't matter. Or it's got to have music.
Oh, I like that.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
You can still play games without a television.
You can.
Oh, okay.
That's a good point. Switch.
All right.
I may wish to talk about that very shortly.
Oh, good. I like it. Okay, good. Nice link.
Very Game Boy.
You might want to talk about this next one as well. Would you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator?
I don't want to talk about that. You're fine.
Probably an alligator.
Why is that?
Too nice.
Oh, okay, good. Right. Neil, these are your three. Ready?
Go.
Would you rather have a permanent splinter under your big toenail, right, or have a permanent bad haircut?
Have a permanent bad haircut.
Ooh, okay.
Only because I really wrecked my big toes last year when I was climbing Snowdon, and so I know how painful that is.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing if there's a splinter under there, I don't want that.
Right, okay. Would you rather be stranded in the jungle or in the desert?
In the jungle.
Why is that?
Without a doubt. Oh, because in the desert, you've got nothing around you, have you? In the jungle, you've got like nice birds tweeting at you. You've got snakes coming down and talking to you. You got the old monkey throwing peanuts at you.
You see what is
and,
this? Is...
And you can also eat things in the desert. You can't do much.
Okay.
Umbongo as well. Yeah. Comes from the jungle.
Yeah.
So if you're thirsty, you're sorted.
Okay, you won that one. Would you rather never stop growing taller or never need to sleep?
Never stop growing taller. There's lots of no-no-nos in it.
Yeah.
Double negatives.
Yeah.
So you just get getting bigger and bigger, or you never go to sleep. So eventually you'll be like the size of a planet.
No, I don't fancy that.
I don't think any of us would.
Really fancy not sleeping either, though. So
you'd have so much to do in a day, wouldn't you? Yeah, I know. Well, you're going for not sleeping anyway. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, that goes with my file notes from both of you. It's looking very good. Now we've been talking for 19 minutes and we haven't mentioned one game yet. So what have you been playing this week or the last 2 weeks?
Brand new.
I've been playing the usual PUBG stuff.
Okay.
Season 5 is here and I like it lots. So I've been playing that.
Getting you better.
I've been getting really good, actually. Yeah, I've been playing it solo, and I've decided that solo is the way forward because you don't have teammates that are going to run across open plains and draw out enemies and stuff like that. So you can just hide. You can hide by yourself or shoot you. Yeah, you can hide by yourself, and you can pick people off. It's nice. Yeah, season 5 of PUBG is here though, and there's loads of new challenges, loads of new costumes.
Right.
All fun stuff. It's cool.
Oh, good. So you're still enjoying yourself. I haven't been on it.
Still enjoying PUBG. Yeah.
Anything else?
I've also been playing Grid, which is very, very good.
Is it?
The rebooted Grid. Yeah. I liked all the older ones. But this is cool.
Would I be able to play that? Be honest. You know my driving, terrible driving. Is it a fun game?
You could, yes, because bumping and grinding and... crashing into things.
Bumping and grinding, Neil.
Bumping and grinding, yeah. And crashing into things is all part of the course, really.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, and you can wall ride as well, so you don't have to brake too much either. As long as you can just throw the car around a corner, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I've been really impressed with that. It's Codemasters know how to make a good racer, and they've done it again with this one.
Yeah.
My only slight negative on it is medium is too easy, like against the AI. Medium's too easy and hard is just a bit too tricky. There's nothing in between to really kind of let you settle down and get on with it.
Okay.
But other than that, it's really good.
Good.
Really like it.
Anything else? Was that? That's enough.
And I've just done a review of Lonely Mountains Downhill.
Yes, and I've done a Let's Play of that as well. So you've done a review, and there's a Let's Play on the side as well. And it's
what
great.
What did you think?
I loved it. I thought it was really good.
Love the art style.
Yeah.
I love the idea. You just, for anyone that doesn't know, it's you and a bike, a two-wheeled bike, pedal-powered bike, at the top of a mountain, and you have to get to the bottom either as quickly or as safely as you can. So there's different challenges put in place. Some of them will ask you to get to the bottom within like 3 minutes, and you have to do it no matter how many crashes. And other challenges will say, well, you have to get to the bottom without 5 crashes. And so you have to go a bit slower and try that. But there's different trails to open up. There's different bikes to open up, different mountains to open up. It's really good. And the handling is spot on. It's just like riding downhill from the get. So I've been pretty amazed by how good it is, to be honest.
It reminded me of that Art of the Rally game we saw at EGX, a little bit, the style of it. It's great. Yeah. Really good. James, what have you been playing?
Played quite a lot of Ice Age. Scrat's Nutty Adventure.
I don't know what that is. What is this?
Ice Age is a film.
Okay.
Animated film, right. And there's loads of films in the series.
I've not seen any of them.
Nor have I.
You are missing out a bit. They're quite good.
Okay.
But the game, it's like an action adventure.
Okay.
And you control this squirrel, a saber-toothed squirrel.
Okay.
And you guide it across platforms. You've got to beat up beetles and piranhas, whatever's in your way.
Okay, it's quite a realistic game.
Oh yeah, they've put a real emphasis on realism. It's actually quite fun. Kids will enjoy it.
Okay.
You might enjoy it. It's quite easy. Regular gamers will find it too easy.
A challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about gamer score?
I think
give up.
You get most of it in one go, in one playthrough.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got about 800. But the only thing that I found was a bit weird was that it's a big franchise, but the game's like quite low budget. Like the visuals of old gen, and there's no voiceovers. I think there's maybe 2 cutscenes, and that's about 10 seconds. They've really dropped the ball on making it a big experience, you know, for the fans of the films.
Yeah,
and that.
I think sometimes they just buy the sort of license for a bit.
Yeah,
and then they know they're going to make money from it, don't they? With Ice Age for a bit.
I think you find it with a lot of the tie-in games.
Yeah,
it ties to the films or whatever. But yeah, it's all right. There's a lot worse for TV and film tie-ins.
Good.
Talking about the tie-ins, yeah. It's, am I right in saying it's Outright Games and they've got Jumanji as well?
They have got Jumanji. That's coming out quite soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's... It could well be this week. It's within the next seven days or so, yeah.
Which again, yeah, so they've got that as film. Well. It's a big film to add the license for. I wonder if they'll have a voiceover in that one. You'd hope so.
Hmm.
Some cutscenes in that. But the gameplay's all right.
Okay. And that's out at the moment, is it?
Yeah, I didn't do a review of it as well. So if everyone wants to check it out.
Good. What do you give it?
I give it a 3.5.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's not the best game I've played this week.
What's that? What is the best game?
I've been farming.
Have you been farming, haven't you?
Farming Simulator 19.
Oh.
Not just the normal one. Platinum edition.
See, I reviewed the first... The Farming 19, didn't I? Farm Simulator 19.
Yeah.
And this is the Super Duper version that James is doing.
Well, your Super Duper's a bit strong. I think we just got the platinum.
You get some new trousers, don't you?
Yeah. New equipment for the farming enthusiasts. It's don't probably knock a dream come true.
Don't knock them. There's millions of them. They love this game.
They'll come and find me.
Yeah.
In the pitchforks. So go on.
No, go on. Now tell me what. So there's new tractors.
Yeah, there's not actually that much more brought into it.
Right.
But the game as a whole is a lot better than it used to be.
Mm.
I mean, it used to look horrendous. It used to be buggy. Glitches galore. But it seems a lot more polished these days.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't seem as dull. I mean, you're still doing monotonous stuff, but it doesn't seem as... It seems a bit more forgiving and stuff, doesn't it? When you used to do it, you used to, you know, plough in the field or something that you had to do. If you missed 1% of it, like a couple of grains, you could be there trying to find it for ages, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's still quite hard to distinguish the difference, though, between where you've done and maybe it's just my eyes. But you can always hire a worker to do it, which is handy.
That's what I did.
Yeah. It's so, much easier.
It's the first thing I did. I hired workers and then just sat at home, listened to music and counted the money.
That's what any good farmer should do.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Good. Okay. I have been playing... I played a game we reviewed called Closer to the Sun. I think that's the name of it, isn't it?
Close to the Sun.
Yeah, Close to the Sun. Good. And I really enjoyed that. It's a kind of like, it's set in this kind of huge ship in a sort of like a steampunk world where Tesla, the famous scientist from the 1890s, I think it's set, he's kind of produced this massive boat called the Helios. And you're an investigative journalist, your sister's on there, and then you're going aboard this boat, and of course everything has gone haywire, it's gone wrong, no one's there. Things are on fire, and you're trying to discover what's happened and what's happened to your sister. So it's very similar in a way to something like Bioshock. That's the first comparison, even though it does its own complete individual world, but it has that very much feeling of, you know, a sort of utopia has been built and it's all gone to pot.
Even the art style looks very Bioshocky, yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The cover art and stuff like that, that I've seen.
But it looks great. It's really good. And the attention to detail through to posters and through to kind of the way different areas of the ship look is really, really good. I loved it. I thought it was great. And I love the puzzles. The puzzles are really interesting. The kind of story is really good. And you know, the only problem is there's no combat at all. But at times you have to do a sort of running away mechanism. So you have to run from things and like slide under doorways or have to do it, and that is really painful. That's the only bad thing about the game. It's almost like it's something they haven't developed well enough. But that doesn't ruin the experience of it. And I think if it does alright, I think they're going to do a few of these because it's half price. It's sort of $24.99, I think, which is the right price for it.
Quite tempting at that, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they chucked up at 40 quid, you're looking at a lot of money for
I don't think
for a punt, aren't you?
No, it wouldn't have been as high, but for $24.99 it was. So that was good. And I've been playing Gears again. I've gone back to it. The problem with Game Pass, you get the Game Pass and then you go, oh, brilliant, I've got that game. And then, because you haven't bought it sometimes, you know what I mean? You just say, oh, I'll play that eventually. But I've gone back to it and it's really good. I mean, I'm not being a huge fan of the game before, but it looks amazing. The gameplay is really different and keeps you interested. The story's good. Yeah, it's great. It's a great game. So I recommend, if you've got that weight in your Game Pass thing, play it.
Yeah, I think I started it this week.
Yeah, I really like it.
I was just going to say, have you played it yet, James, or not?
Not yet. I'm waiting for my co-op partner to get involved, and then we'll be we're doing it this week.
Good. Is your partner, does he work at the co-op?
Sorry, carry on.
No, I just did a terrible joke. I said, did his partner work at the co-op? And he killed it.
The joke.
It was absolutely terrible. I've been working on that for weeks. I got James to tell me that. I said, James, you've got to say this line so I could do it. And we've been practicing it for a week. You wasted it now.
You've wasted it. That could have been the highlight of the podcast.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
If we edited and stuff, we could go back in and try it again. Hang on a minute. That's not good. James, have you played Gears yet?
I'm waiting for a co-op partner.
What, does he work at the co-op? Yeah, that works. Great. Yeah, great. Nice.
Anyway, is that the end of the show?
Yeah, good night. Well, the Korean word. We'll edit the Korean word in later. good. What else has been going on? Any things that have caught your eye?
Well, I'd just like to go on from the Gears 5 thing, as I rudely interrupted you a second ago.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
And going back to what you said about having a TV earlier on, or not having a TV and not being able to play games, I've been messing around with the Xbox xCloud preview thing on Android, and it lets you, at the moment it's in beta or preview or whatever they want to call it, but there's four games in there, one of them being Gears 5, the others being Sea of Thieves, Halo 5, Guardians, and Killer Instinct. And you can play your Xbox games on your mobile. So I have been playing Gears 5 as well, but on my mobile with a Bluetooth controller.
What I don't understand, this is because I'm thick. How does it doesn't look as good though, does it?
Well, I've got a good phone, a decent phone with a decent screen, and it looks bloody amazing.
Oh, really?
But because it's only a 6-inch screen, reading the text on it is an absolute nightmare. And I know what the overall plan at the end of the day is, and they're going to want you to have a controller with a clip on it. You stick your phone in there, you've got the controller and your phone within 6 inches of your face.
Yeah.
And then you can read it all fine. But there was me. I just connected up one of my Xbox wireless controllers to my phone and lent my phone up against the sofa and was playing Gears 5 that way. And I was struggling, like really struggling to read the text in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But for a game where you don't need to read stuff, like I fired up Sea of Thieves and started playing through that. And it looks amazing and it runs really, really well. Wow. Seeing as you're just streaming it from the cloud, the magic that comes down, I was really impressed. And with Google Stadia coming out in 2 weeks' time, streaming games is the future, people. It is the future.
Okay. And what games would you like to see on there? I mean, I suppose FIFA would be quite good, wouldn't it? If you play that on your mobile phone.
I don't know the ins and outs, but they there's no reason why they can't put everything on there.
Yeah.
Because all they're doing is hosting it on their servers and you're just streaming it straight off of there and playing it. But there's hardly any lag. Every single input that you're doing on the controller is pretty immediate on your screen. Some guy was talking to me in Sea of Thieves. He jumped into my game. He's chatting away with me.
And there was no lag on that at all? That was all good?
I was playing it for maybe 30, 40 minutes and it stuttered once in all that time, and I mean for a second, maybe 2 seconds max, And that was it. But the rest of the time, it was just like playing it straight off of your console. It was really, really good. Really clever.
When does all this go into full? Is it now? Is it coming soon?
Well, I don't know, because the xCloud preview has only been in place for what, maybe 6 weeks, is it?
Right.
Possibly about that. But then, like I say, Google Stadia comes out on the 17th of November, 19th of November, one of those two. And they're not going to want to lose much ground. But I mean, Microsoft aren't going to want to lose much ground to Google in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to have to go with it pretty sharpish. But it's definitely the way forward for gaming, definitely.
Yeah.
All these people that want to own discs and have physical copies and have hated digital downloads that the world should be embracing already, are going to hate it even more, because you don't ever own it, you don't ever see it, you don't do anything with it, really.
It's just
like magic.
It's just like magic. That's the name. That's the name of the podcast this week. It's just like magic.
Yeah,
got it. I like that.
It's a word. But no, I was very impressed, and that is my Gears 5 experience in a nutshell. Me playing it on my phone.
Just the way they intended it to be played. But that's good, though, isn't it? But you enjoyed it, though, do you?
Oh, no, I didn't know, to be honest.
Right.
As a game, I was thinking, why do people play this? I've not liked Gears since Gears 1, and I've not bothered, so I'm not the best person to ask, really.
Did you like Gears 1?
I liked Gears 1.
Oh, okay, right.
But I just... No, it's all a bit... bit too slow paced for me, to be honest. I know it's all a bit frantic at times, but it's just a bit cover shooting, go to another bit of cover.
That's the whole premise.
Yeah, that's not for me. I want to run around a big field in PUBG just with my pants on and get shot in the head.
Are you scared?
Yeah,
sometimes
if it's scared.
Or my lion costume, as it is at the moment.
I haven't seen that.
That's good. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
James, anything that's caught your eye this couple of weeks recently?
Well, I'm going to plug my own material here, because I did a Q&A with the project manager of A Point and Clicker. It's coming out later this year.
Right.
It's called Edgar Botbok in Bulzac.
Good.
It's going to be one of those really random, weird, strange, bizarre point-and-click games that's going to be different to anything else that you've seen before.
In what way?
Well, you know how there's normally a lot of inventory-based puzzles that will get you irritated for ages when you think, what have I got to do here to keep going? Well, there won't be any of that. It's more about talking to the people and just solving more relaxed puzzles. And just having fun. It's not about being difficult. So I think it'll be quite an enjoyable experience. And it's based on, I think it's French, I want to say French people, but also in the French countryside.
Okay.
And it's all inspired by actual places and people that the development team know. So they're quite interesting to see how it turns out.
And so you've done a Q&A.
They're a French development team, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I did a Q&A with them, so you can read more about that on the website.
And when's that out?
That is out later this year.
Oh, okay.
On Xbox, Switch, PC, and I believe PlayStation 4. Oh, no, not PlayStation 4, actually. Okay. Don't know why.
That sounds quite good. So have a look at
reading it.
Yeah. Okay.
I say it.
Anything else, you two, before I spout on about something?
Oh, we'll let you go on about shall we?
Yeah, spout on about it. Well, you know, after we kept saying, like, next year, February, March, oh, that's a busy time. Oh, it's going to be a busy time of games. They've put everything in there. Mostly everything's been pulled and delayed. So Ubisoft, in the last 2 weeks, have put Watch Dogs. That's gone. Watch Dogs, the new Watch Dogs game, that's gone into... Well, they haven't given it a date. It's gone into 2020, as well as God of Monsters. And there was another one as well that I've forgotten. That big one as well in that time that's gone. And the big rumour is, they've come out in the last 2 days, Ubisoft, and said, these games they've got, these big ones, are all going to be Xbox Scarlet, Project Scarlet. It'll be on both. And Project Scarlet, I've got to stop saying, Project Scarlet sounds like a soft porn movie on Channel 5 late at night. There's got to be something better than that. Project, let's call it Project Ass Kicker. That'd be better.
Project
thing. Kick Ass. Kick Ass, yeah, Project Kick Ass. Well, that made me really think about, because that was a kind of that time. That was going to be the Watch Dogs. There's another one as well. I've forgotten the name of the other one. And are they going to wait till the release? Are they going to wait till, you know, November for that thing? Will Watch Dogs become a release? You know, it'd be their launch title.
It seems like it. The closer it gets to the new console, it seems silly to release it like a month earlier on Xbox One and then go, yeah, we'll stick it on Project Kick-Ass in the year.
And it also begs the question again with something like that. It's like, what do you do? I know we've chatted a little bit before, but if Watch Dogs is coming out in September 2000, but you know you're going to be playing Watch Dogs on the new console in November, what are you going to do? Are you going to buy it?
You don't buy it, do you?
No.
You don't buy it.
And they know that, don't they? They know that's a problem.
Yeah.
Do you think they know that it's also a problem for the March release as well, then? Is this what you're saying? March, April time. It's only 6 months away.
Yeah.
Can people wait? After the fun that they've had with Breakpoint and that obviously being pushed out before it was ready.
Yeah.
Maybe they're now considering, okay, we'll hold tight. We won't go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I know delays are an everyday thing in this bloody industry, and it's annoying at times, but I much prefer it when they do delay stuff to make sure the game is working properly.
Yeah, yeah. So. But also, you've got a thing when it says, when they said in their announcement, I think it was 2 days ago, a day ago, they said, Watch Dogs Legions, it's going to be with the new console. It's going to exploit all its graphical and its power to the full. And you're thinking, okay, that's good. But really, you're saying then the game's going to work better on and look better on the new console. Why would you even bother?
Yeah, but hasn't that always been the case, though, whenever there's been a kind of a cross-generation type thing?
There has, but I think it's the online stuff. You know, you just said about Ghost Recon. And it's been very buggy and kind of been very lots of problems with the online. It looks like Watchdog is looking for that online element as well, which I had before. So yeah. Would they want a machine that can kind of handle that? Would they want a machine that can handle what they want to do? It's speculation, of course. That's all we can do is speculate. But it's really strange at the moment, because if you remember the last time we had the swap between the console, there was a kind of period of it being a bit barren for a bit, especially in the September-October time before it came out.
Mm.
Because they don't know what to do. They don't know whether you wait, do you stick or twist. I think Cyberpunk,
yeah.
I think that's going to be delayed. I don't think it's going to come out when it says it's going to come out.
Given the scope of the game, you'd think it would get delayed.
Yeah.
To give it the best chance of being a fantastic game.
Yeah.
With a better console.
When's that slated for at the moment?
I think it's May, isn't it? Oh, it's May.
I think it's May.
Yeah. And also, yeah, when we saw it, didn't we? When we saw it, just looked at it and went, I think that would run on the next gen, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's the PlayStation side of things doing? I don't have a PlayStation. I don't care for PlayStation, really. But what are they doing in terms of next-gen console? When are they planning on releasing?
I think...
Have they said?
No, they haven't said. It's going to be this year. holiday this year?
It is this year, yeah, so yeah. It's the same. It's going to be the same time as the Xbox
One. Yeah. There was a rumor of it being December, someone said, but I think they're waiting on each other, aren't they? They're waiting on each other to find out when the release date is, and then
they won't launch December. That's crazy.
No,
it's got to be October, November.
Yeah,
if you're going to do it, you do it October, November.
But they're waiting to see who's going to. They're finding out because someone wants to go first, don't they?
Yeah,
one of them wants to go first, and it's
yeah. What you got? Oh, we got Kinect. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're fine, guys.
Yeah,
here we go again.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting with PlayStation because PlayStation didn't do E3 this year, did they? Did they do it? It wasn't this year. They didn't do E3 this year. Mm. And they haven't got... They've just had... Days Gone this year has been their game. Their PS4 exclusive. And only the other one is Death Stranding, I think. And that's it, isn't it? So,
And that's had some mixed reviews, hasn't it? Death Stranding.
And that's... That's their two games for the year. I might be wrong, but I think it is. Rather than the year before, they had Spider-Man, they had God of War, they had, you know. So it's are they? It'd be very interesting to see what they're going to do. Maybe they've been working in development for that for the PS5 to see if that's going to be their big. Here you go. Yeah. We've got all this. It's interesting.
But anyway, what was your initial question?
Shall I they can't hold remember.
It? Yes, they should hold it. That's the answer.
I think. Would you buy it? That's the big question. As you as a consumer, are you going to go?
I wouldn't buy it on Xbox One. No.
No.
Not Xbox One as we know it now. No.
No. Good.
Mainly because I'm not desperate to play it. I want to play it, but I'm not absolutely desperate to play it. I've got a million other games I can play. So waiting 3, 4, 6 months, I can do that quite easily. That's not a problem.
Good.
And unless they came out with some kind of trade up upgrade offer type thing, saying, because I think there was a game on the previous one. I can't remember what it was. Was it it was Call of Duty Ghosts. That's it. If you bought it on 360, you could upgrade to the Xbox One version for free, possibly. Want to say for free. If they do that, because that came out, I think, just before Xbox One came out.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first ones, wasn't it?
Yeah. But if they do that, then, well, you go and buy it, you play it, you then upgrade it. It's not a problem.
I want it now. Yeah. I'm excited now. Okay, that's enough of that. You've been excited. You can't
have it.
Can't do it. We're going to play a game, and I'm really excited because I'm not doing it. We're going to play Judge James, or The Judge.
Where are you going? You're having a little sleep for 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's my time off, I think. It isn't my, but it's more work. I thought when we were doing this, I thought this is great. I don't have to do it. And I thought, actually, this is the one bit that I don't have to do.
This is the easiest bit.
Oh, Jesus. Neil, you've got to go first because I don't know how to do this. I've never played.
But I'll decide who goes first.
Oh, damn. Go on, James. You explain the rules.
Neil, you're going first.
Cut it out.
James, you've got to explain the rules.
Basically, you both get a minute to pitch to me your favourite game of a certain month in a certain year. And I told you less than 24 hours ago, it was October 2006. And then when you finish giving me your evidence of why it's the best game, I would decide who wins. Are we all clear?
That sounds very clear.
Good. Yeah. And the name of the game is?
Judge James.
And also, that's an ITV drama coming next week.
Are you in it? Is this what you were touring?
I've just written it. Now. Judge James, starring Martin Clunes.
Order in the court. Oh, no.
The big question, though, James, is do you have a stop clock like Losty when he was Judge Losty, or do you just have like a normal clock? Have you got like an egg timer?
I've got a watch clock.
You got a watch clock?
Yeah, and I'm ready. So, whenever you two are.
Good.
Christ.
So, Neil.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready, steady, go.
Okay, If you like your racing games, you can't ignore the draw of Need for Speed. Back in October 2006, the 10th game in the series, Need for Speed Carbon, was wiring the crowds. Taking what was found in the brilliant Most Wanted, Need for Speed Carbon once again delivered the best of the illegal street racing scene, putting you behind the wheel of numerous exotic, tuner and muscle cars as you took to the mean, fictional streets of Palmont City, attempting to prove that you are the hottest street racer, all whilst keeping well away from the cops in the process. With multiple events in place, including new canyon events that pushed you through tight mountain passes, and a huge career which would eventually see you going head-to-head in duels with specific region bosses, Carbon pretty much had the lot, particularly the instant appeal of the game which went before it. I can't sit here and say that Carbon would be able to hold up against the latter-day rebooted Need for Speed games, and with Heat on the horizon and coming out tomorrow, it wouldn't be fair to compare, but 13 years ago, this is probably the best street racer money could buy.
Don't worry, anyone. You can read the rest of that on Wikipedia.
That was the lot. I was about a second out.
That was almost on point.
That was good.
That, for me, that was pretty much a minute.
Yeah. Give or take a few
seconds. Well, in actual fact. Yeah, well, no, it was only like a second, wasn't it? Four words.
Did you say tuna at one point?
Tuna, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's in the fish.
It's fish car.
Tuna, yeah. Okay. Tuning cars. Oh, no, it's tuna cars, yeah. Exotic, right. Tuna, and muscle cars. So they're the three cars that you had, yeah. Fish cars. Yeah.
I like the way you linked it to the new game coming out. That was very clever. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Very smooth.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to playing Heat, actually.
Are you?
Good.
We can tell you about it in a minute.
Yeah.
Because we're going to Boston now.
Oh, God, I haven't played it yet.
So, yeah. Boston.
Tell me when you're ready. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's good.
This is your first time. You mean a minute?
I've got nothing written down.
Do you want a 30-second warning?
Yeah, you could do that, yes, because I don't want
to. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Go.
Bully. Bully, Bully, Bully. Bully was released in October 2006. It was on the PlayStation 2, first of all, and it was when Rockstar used to produce games less than once a generation. And it placed you as a teenage boy in a kind of private school, and here you would go around, you'd go to lessons, you'd do the art class, which were all sort of mini-games, and then you have to deal with the different fractions, like there were sort of geeks, there were rockers.
30 seconds.
And then you'd also have to go, there were like mini-games when you sort of end up kissing schoolgirls. That sounds wrong. I don't know why we were playing that, but you did a lot of that. And then you were driving around this little town, going on missions, fetch quests, typical kind of Rockstar GTA quest. And it was really good. I'll be honest with you, I can't quite remember any of it. But I remember going around on a bike, and I remember liking it, and it was great. And I think Bully 2 will be in the next project. Kick-ass. It's hard, isn't it? It's very hard.
At least you know you improvised it.
Yes. 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 Any questions?
He's an actor.
I said Bully, Bully, Bully for about 20 seconds.
I didn't need to do that for the whole minute. You would have won if you'd have done that.
Just shouting, bully, 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 like that for a minute.
I'm pretty sure you said you used to drive around places as well. Did you not?
On your bike.
So not drive around places at all.
You just sort of cycle.
As a young schoolboy, you weren't getting behind the wheel of a car or anything, then.
But that was the best thing as a kid. Right.
Yeah. It was a good game, though, wasn't it?
It was, but I can't quite remember it. I was trying to look at it going, I remember I liked this a lot, but it was great.
The Scholarship Edition came out on 360, was it on 360?
A couple of years later, I think,
I think it's backwards compatible as well. Do you still play it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
But it's
always in the same.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. And my fact of the day is it's always in the sale at like 99p or something stupid like that.
Well, it's well worth picking up. And also, I think the rumour is that they have got Bully 2 in development. This is a big rumour everyone keeps talking about.
Has that rumour not been a rumour for like 5 years?
No, I think it's recently. There is a kind of... Apparently, they're the ones talking about... They went full out on Red Dead, you know. And they changed a lot, and now they've got, obviously, GTA will be coming out in the next couple of years on the new generation. But they're going to release a few different things. They've got a few different projects coming out at the same time. So we'll be like Rockstar used to do. You know, we forget that Rockstar did used to put out quite a few different games in one generation. There didn't used to be one like Red Dead.
Table tennis.
Can I decide the winner now?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes.
Sorry. Losty's just had about 3 minutes to say this one, but don't let that sway you. I'm getting slagged off for going a second over, and he's had 3 minutes.
Anything you'd like to add, Losty?
No, I think I've... Anything else? No, I think we're done. Yeah.
I think, even though I've played both of them, and I did enjoy Broly, I think Need for Speed kept me a bit more entertained. So I'm going to go with Need for Speed now.
Jesus Christ.
Good call.
Even this one.
Gutted.
That's one to you.
Thank you.
You could have had Splinter Cell Double Agent.
I was very tempted with that one.
Yeah.
But that's not the best Splinter Cell. If it was Chaos Theory or Pandora.
Which one has the multiplayer that you're the best multiplayer one when it was like they. One of you could be the stealth person hiding, one of you could be the... Like, it's almost like Siege, wasn't it?
Chaos Theory and Pandora Brilliant. Tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, those good. Two.
Yeah,
I only know because I used to play it all day long, those two games.
Good. Very good.
Like, all day long.
You could have also had Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
No.
you
could Isn't have. That a mobile game?
No, it's a... I'm playing on the 360.
What's the Marvel kind of old? Oh no, is that that's the that's like the top down kind of 3D isometric type one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not great, but it was decent.
Yeah,
for his time.
I don't care now. I've lost. I don't care about any of it.
You could have a Family Guy.
It's nothing.
Video game.
Family Guy.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Wow.
How am I meant to talk about Family Guy? I've never seen it.
Hey, I reviewed a full game of that at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, but you've probably watched it.
I have. But yeah, so you could have a few of us, but I think you picked the best two. So you can take that with your Losty.
Thank you. I've just done it. I'll never forget this.
Biggest loser.
I lost a wallet and got stolen this week, and now I've lost this. It's been the worst week of my life.
Just suck it up. Deal with it.
Good. Okay.
Or come back next week or the week after. And try again.
If I come back next week, it'd just be me. It'd be awful. I'd be waiting. I might win. I probably would. Maybe if I lost. Maybe I lost on my own. Oh, dear. Good. Well done, James.
What month and year are we having next week, then? Fortnight's time. That's we need to know, one. Don't we?
Yeah.
I think we're going to go with... November.
Yeah.
2012.
Good.
I like November 2012. Like my favourite month and my favourite year.
I thought hard about that one.
Have we done that month?
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried that we've done it already, but we haven't, have we?
No, we've done November 2017,
2010,
I think.
Okay, good.
10,
yeah.
If we have, we'll just edit it later.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just record
it. You can just tell us 5 minutes before again, and Losty can do it on the fly. And
Yeah. You can be with the video. All
right. Right, good. Well done,
hey, there's no Wikipedia there.
Right, you lot. That's what we're looking forward to in the next couple of weeks. That's what I want to know. That's a burning question, man.
I'll give you a clue.
Go on.
Choo choo.
Tracks. I know. Yeah, tracks.
Yeah, very good.
Damn right.
The more I hear about it, and the more I read about it, the more I think it could be quite a lovely little game.
Oh,
just to react to and play.
And tell us about tracks. We talked about it when we did the EGX a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, I think you covered most of it.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's like model trains, and you build yourself a little set, and you can get behind the wheel and watch it go around.
But you make it out of wood.
Yes.
You have to say that. It's not like, old school Hornby stuff.
It's not real wood. It's digital.
It's, yeah, but, it's like Brio stuff.
Yeah.
Not Hornby.
And the wood looks good. The wood looks very good.
Looks very good. They talking about that. They released a trailer today that everybody should go and watch because it includes loads of different creations that guys on PC have created, like the community.
Ah.
And some of the things they've made is unbelievable. It really is. Wow. I can see me playing it, and I'd have a blank area. I'd just like do a figure of eight track or so, and yeah. put a tree in the middle. And some of these things that people have done, they've got street lights, and they've got bridges, and they've got lanterns off there, and platforms over here, and stations over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, hunt down that trailer.
I will do.
We'll tweet it from our feed.
Oh, good.
It's really good.
And we should definitely have a review for it next time it comes in the next couple of weeks.
We should do, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Tracks. That's good. Neil, what are you looking forward to?
Well, Need for Speed Heat.
Yeah.
Already said that. That's out in EA Access trial right now.
Oh, is it? It
comes on the. Okay.
Right, try that.
Yeah.
It comes I didn't even know it existed. I didn't even know it was coming out this month until I read the. Was it the soundtrack news that we got?
Yeah.
Need for Speed Heat's coming soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's gone right under the radar. This one.
Yeah.
But that could be a good thing. Maybe a dark horse.
I've not really enjoyed those games at all for a long time. It's like in not the last three or four they've been.
Well, they did one where it was. I can't remember which one it was, but there was always people that could join your game and ruin your game and stuff, and that annoys me. Mm. I want to either play solo or I want to play multiplayer. I don't want the two combined.
No.
And yeah, that I can't remember which one that was, but that wasn't good. But this one would be cool.
Yeah,
looks
yeah,
good.
Be worth
good soundtrack yeah. as well, like James said. So
okay.
And EA are on a bit of a roll as well because they got Star Wars coming, haven't they?
So. Yeah, they got Star Trek now.
Yeah, Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah. Edit it first, everyone.
Yeah. I know less about even less about Star Trek than I do about Star Wars. So yeah, it's all the same.
That's the one I'm really looking forward to. That's my game. That's the one I'm really really looking forward to. It just looks great. I think I'm really be fun to just spend a bit of time in that world. Yeah. And it's Respawn, isn't it, who did Titanfall. And they're very good. They're really good at that.
What's it called? What's the full title?
Star Wars The Last TIE Fighter.
No. Jedi Fallen Order.
James, what's it called?
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
End of the Force. yes.
Yeah, it's just called The Force.
The Force.
Yeah, they rebranded it.
The Force. Yeah, it does look great. And I haven't. There isn't that many games recently when it's just been a kind of one player, single player kind of journey through something. No. I'm just looking forward to that. It's a good little Christmas game.
Didn't that drag you in more than Battlefront? Because Battlefront, because it's multiplayer, you don't really get an investment, do you?
No.
Whereas with a single player, you can hopefully get a decent story.
And that single player was all right in Battlefront, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, because there was no focus on it, was there?
No.
So Star Wars, it's not like Battlefront 2 and whatever, and all multiplayer. It's a solo.
It's campaign, a single solo campaign with a story, good actors, good.
Is there any multiplayer or not?
I don't know. I don't think there is, but I'm not going to put my life on the line for that. But I don't. They definitely haven't been talking about that at all. It's always about the single player.
What if there's not? I will buy it. It's a single player. Okay. I would buy that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, there you go, we heard it here. Well, that'll be out, won't it? So that will definitely be out in the next 2 weeks. 15th, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Good. Right, chaps, that's been a lovely time. Anything else you want to say before we go? We throw in the towel?
Bye.
Goodbye, that would be good.
James, what's your word?
James, tell it, say it.
Ciao, Jayo.
And that.
Ciao, J.O.
That is a perfect way to finish. All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. You'll be able to find all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at the Xbox Hub and search for the Xbox Hub on Facebook.